Hey friends, it's July 2nd, and we are spending the month of July in Proverbs and reading from each chapter of Proverbs each day, aligning it with the day of the month, except for today. I'm going to start in chapter 1 today and then share chapter 2 today. But what I want to think about today with you is, how do we get wise? We're talking about getting wisdom, godly wisdom. How do we get wise? And I think the first two chapters have two verses that really stood out to me. The first is in chapter 1, verse 7. How do we get wise? Here's a good start. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." Now, fools here, if you look at the definition of what it means here, it means immoral people. But let's focus on that first part. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So in order to get godly knowledge, we need to fear God. Now, people can take this and say, oh, we have to be scared of God. Well, you know, and there are people who will argue that. No, you've got to be scared of God. You've got to be scared of God. But when Jesus says, I'm not just God, I'm your friend, that really kind of takes that idea of fear and makes me question that. So fearing God, in my mind, is a deep respect for Him. I guess another way of saying it is understanding our relationship, or totally being enamored with His awesomeness. To be in awe of God is part of fearing God. So recognizing our relationship, who I am compared to God, we're not equals. He is God and I am not. He is far above me. His mind is so much greater than mine. His understanding is so much greater than mine. But it says that the beginning of wisdom is fearing God, or having fear of God, or having that deep respect, admiration, and in awe of God. Then in chapter 2, in verse 6, it says this, "For the Lord gives wisdom, and from His mouth come knowledge and understanding." Okay, so who gives us wisdom? God does. It says from His mouth. Okay, so we can look at the Word of God, the Bible, as God's words, and even speaking them through other people. But when I think about this, I think wisdom comes from God's mouth. Well, in order to me to gain wisdom, if it comes from God's mouth, what that would require me to do is to listen. So there's two things I think that we can look at today as we pray and asking God for wisdom, and then doing our part by having that deep honoring, respect, and admiration in awe-ness of God, as well as us being willing to listen to Him. So let's practice that now. Lord, thank You so much for this day. Thank You for the easy parts of today. Thank You for the joy-filled parts of today. But Lord, I even want to thank You for the challenges in this day that make me depend more fully on You. God, I want to have the right amount of fear of You, God. I want to understand our relationship. I want to understand Your place versus my place, that I am not God, that I am not in control, that I am not sovereign, but You are. And so, Lord, for myself and for my friends today, we just pray that You would help us to understand that You are a God that desires and deserves to be seen as awesome. God, You are so mighty. You are so powerful. You are so wise. And Lord, You've reminded us in Your word today that You speak wisdom to us. But Lord, we know that requires us to stop and to listen. So Lord, would You quiet our hearts today and help us as we desire to be in awe of You, and as we desire to listen to You and acquire the wisdom that You have for us. God, we don't want to take this wisdom and take advantage of it, or to lord over people with this wisdom. We want to use it to glorify You. We want to use it to grow in our relationship with you and in our relationship with your people and to tell people about you. God, give us the words to say today. Would you put your filter in our throat, Lord, that every word that we speak today is spoken with wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness. You are worthy of our praise, of our admiration, of our love, and of our commitment. And we praise you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.